Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on the Telly Award-winning CUTV News Radio Live. And we welcome our audience all across the United States, Canada, and internationally to the CUTV News Radio Live experience, a service of CUTV News for over two decades. We've been celebrating and showcasing through our television's radio assets as well extraordinary people who are doing amazing things around the world to make our world a better place. And these are people who have wonderful wisdom and perspective, and they share their stories of triumph and tragedy and so much more, so we can all learn from them, and we can learn from the experiences they've had and the techniques and tools and advice that they share with us so openly and empathetically. Here on CUTV News Radio Live. Right now it is 10 a.m. Eastern here at the Broadcast Center, and it is Wednesday, October 16th, 2019, at the time of this broadcast. Want to remind you, too, even though we broadcast live, all of our shows are archived, so you can hear them 24/7, 365, on demand. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows, thousands of guests here on CUTV News Radio Live, from a myriad of different perspectives and fields of endeavor, wealth of experience, all available for you. You can also share the links with family and friend and associates as well, and on social media, as our guests do as well. We are continuing our wonderful conversation, our in-depth conversation with our very special guest, Marvin Faulkner, author of Letter to God. As a double board certified anesthesiologist and pain management physician, Dr. Marvin Faulkner thought he understood the complexity of pain until personal tragedy brought him to the greatest pain any person can ever face. We talked about, and I encourage you to go back in our archives to hear part one. We had a wonderful conversation in part one of our series together, and we're going to pick up from there. But for those tuning in today who didn't hear part one yet, Dr. Faulkner is the author of Letter to God, published in August of 2019, so just 2 months ago. And it's a story of struggling to stay in the light without letting darkness overcome us. And again, we had an extraordinary conversation just as that book came out, and I'm so happy we're getting a chance to pick up where we left off. Letter to God is a memoir of a common person, self. I laid myself out there, the good, bad, and ugly of my life, says Dr. Faulkner, where the overall theme that the power of love can transcend pain. The book expresses our deeper need for love to surpass the temptation to be bitter despite what life has thrown at us. A lot of people do go in that direction. And also reminds us that we can choose love over bitterness, resentment, remorse, and hatred. Letter to God recounts the passing of Dr. Faulkner's wife from cancer and his family's journey toward emotional and spiritual healing. A very moving story with a message. She was the mother of his three children, but we got only 13 years before she was gone, recalls Dr. Faulkner. Suddenly, he was a single parent to three little children, the toughest job that he ever had. Tougher than his military service as well, which was exemplary. Tougher than medical school, which is not easy at all. And tougher than being a Golden Glove boxing champ. Definitely something that obviously requires a lot of resilience and stamina as well. All of that was topped by being the father of the three children, and at an age where they're tiny, and you know, and then there was a lot on him, and he sailed through it. Resilience pulled upon that, absolutely. His vision for the book is it can be a life changer for thousands of people. He thinks it's a powerful message, and he found it during a period of intense meditation. He says there were times he felt like he had some spiritual guidance helping him along, writing the message. You know, I mentioned this on the air on our show as well. I felt a similar presence of a divine as well as nature and Mother Earth when I was driving along through Death Valley about a year ago after a TV shoot. That's when you really get in touch with self. And sometimes you have to pull upon self through the course and journey of life, as Dr. Faulkner has done. Somebody who has helped so many other people in his career in medicine now had to call upon his own resilience. And he shares this wonderful story. Letter to God follows a shorter book that he wrote back in 2017 entitled Days Gone By, which is a collection of humorous short stories based on true-to-life experiences with spiritual overtones. He once wore the uniform of a United States Army officer, medical corps, but what he's proud of is the uniform of a single parent, he says, and that he has had the privilege to raise three beautiful children. It's a pleasure to have him here. It's a wonderful story. We encourage you to access it, because I think you'll be not only moved by it, find it riveting, but also I think that it has a life lesson in it, several life lessons in it as well. Let's welcome back our very special guest, exclusively to CUTV News Radio Live, Dr. Marvin Faulkner. Dr. Faulkner, thank you very much for joining us here on CUTV News Radio Live. It's a real pleasure to have you here. I've been looking forward to our conversation. And I know you wanted to pick up where we sort of left off. And I wanted to ask you, you know, of all of this that we've talked about thus far, I sort of set the stage there in terms of talking about the raising of your three children. And would that be the moment and the time period that you are the most proud of in your life, or are there a collection of things that you're extremely proud of, Doctor?
Well, good morning, Jim. It's nice to talk with you again. There are many things I guess I could say that I am proud of, but I think something that has just stayed with me through the decades are the last words that my wife spoke to me, the mother of my children. She looked at me and, and died shortly after this. And she said, "Do not, let me down, finish the job that we started." And, you know, I've had the privilege to be with the children, I would have rather traded places with her. I would have rather let her live and me go on, but we don't get that choice. And I think that's because I loved her that much. I wanted her to get to see her children grow. But so every time that I would watch a special event with one of the children, and my heart would ache that she was not able to see them in the physical sense. But I think doing and honoring her words, Jim, honoring what she, the last direction she gave me, I think that it would be would stand out as that I did that for her. I did that, and so that would be the thing I think I would be most proud of. And it wasn't easy, Jim. There was nothing easy about it. In fact, you know, I had experienced some tragedy before. My mother had taken her life. I did not have an easy upbringing. And I was already had navigated through that. And then here I was trying to make sure that my home had none of those type of issues in it that I had faced as a child. And then my wife was being taken. So there was... with all truth, you know, there was a time of darkness. There was a time of anger and bitterness. I had to settle that before I was able to have love back again in my life and move forward. And my son, the two daughters, they were relatively easy and gentle to get through with, but I don't know if my son, Taylor, if he, I remember the day that he came up to me and he said, you know, mother shouldn't have had to die that way. Mother shouldn't, she never hurt nobody. She never did anything to anyone that was bad that I could see. So why did she have to suffer like that, Dad? And so therefore, I don't believe that God exists. Well, as soon as he said that, Jim, I knew that I was headed for trouble. And so for 10 years along the side of my son, with him nearly dying on three occasions, I fought through a drug addiction problem with my boy. And I can tell you that I thought to myself, okay, this is the trifecta of disaster. My mom, my children's mother, my wife, and now my son. And if he goes down, I don't know how I'm supposed to go on. So those are the times when you're the dark moments, the dark moments. And that's what who I wrote Letter to God for. I didn't write it for people who, for whatever reason, seem to have a smoother journey. And I get up and I go into the office for people who've had it worse than me, worse than I. I do it out of love because I love for them. I know it's needed. And I had a lady in my office yesterday whose son was murdered. I had another patient whose daughter is going through a very difficult addiction to illicit substances. But and just it goes on and on, but the thing is the lady whose son was murdered only a year ago, she asked me how I was doing. She wanted to know how I was, and she wanted to know if I would like for her to pray for me. And
that's beautiful.
So that's what I was trying to bring out in the book, Jim, is that people who have had pain and suffering and they have fought through their initial anger or bitterness over this and wondering and asking why, but they've accepted and settled in. Jim, it's unbelievable to me the amount of kindness, the lack of ego and vanity. They're just some of the most loving people, and they refuse to judge anyone. They don't pass judgments. So because I've strained to look at, well, all right, life is a gift then, and just accept it when it's good. Well, what about the bad and the ugly? You know, so I can see that what pain and suffering has done for many who allow it to be so, they're better people. They're better than what they used to be, and because a lot of that other stuff has been burned off by the flames of pain and disappointment, and you know, just it's almost indescribable when I walk out of an office like that and think she wants to pray for me. You know?
Yeah, it's really incredible. And when, I mean, none of us gets through life, unfortunately, no matter how much we try to prevent problems and script everything and make everything seem as though we're going to try to get through everything relatively unscathed, it's very rare, if at all, anybody goes through life with any without any spiritual, physical, emotional pain, loss, tragedy, whatever it may be. And I think what's wonderful about your story, though there's an intense amount of tragedy in it, there's also triumph, there's also resilience, there's also fortitude. I mean, obviously, you as an individual had to really dig deep and allow her to rise to the surface for you, which again is something I know you encourage others, and the book helps people find that light to dig deep within oneself. And again, you're met with self to be able to do this, to allow it to rise, and then you'll see the resilience that you never thought you might have even had. There might have been external things we've all done to get through life, and tasks we had to do, and accomplishments and accolades. But then when it comes down to brass tacks, and there's these major things that happen to us personally, and to those we care about around us, our loved ones and friends, then it becomes a much deeper situation. For you, where do you think, with all that you've done, all you've accomplished, even being in the military, Golden Glove champ, all of these things, in addition to getting through the losses and then showing the love and light to three wonderful children and still being a part of life and living your own individual authentic life as well, where do you think the stamina, the resilience, the craving for positivity and sharing it comes from for you?
I think if I did not have the ability and or the will to fall upon my knees and ask for help from a higher power, I just don't believe that I would have made it, Jim. And when I go into the rooms now and I see people with their books open that they've gotten and they want me to sign them. And there have been many, many stories that they've told me after they've read the book. They've recalled many things. They said it. In fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. One person actually wrote me, has been more than one, but I'm going to share just a card that was given to me from a patient. Dear Dr. Faulkner, I want to thank you. I thought I had lost myself, who I used to be. Maybe that's partly true. But rather than seeing it as loss, I'm starting to see it as change. Some changes haven't been so good, but some have been good. Your book, memoirs, Letter to God, has impacted my life in ways I'm still discovering. I'm on a new journey now at 58 years of age. Your book has empowered me to choose. I will continue to choose what I must to love. Will I continue to just fade into the background of life, suppressing my deepest emotions and thoughts that only continue to rise up anyway in the dark of the night? Or will I accept, revisit, make friends to speak with those memories that literally haunt me? So making a choice. And many of my choices in the past turned out awful, but I'm choosing now to accept and make peace. Things outside of my control, I give them all to God now. I was in a pretty bad place within myself. Letter to God was a lightning bolt that woke me up. I have plenty of love yet to give. Now I need to accept love too. So that's what I... over and over again.
How does that make you feel when you hear this feedback, when you realize that by you opening up and sharing your story and your wisdom and your perspective through the eloquence of writing it and sharing it, because it takes, not everybody has the, somebody may feel vulnerable opening up their life and their personal details and things of that nature, but you've done it. And how does that make you feel when you hear the depths in which a book like that and the contents thereof are impacting people in such a deep, profound, life-changing way? How does it impact you?
Well, I feel validated in that the message is true, that to feel and abide in the darkness makes us appreciate the light. I feel encouraged myself as I walk out, and I thought, well, that, you know, if that is all the book ever does, then that was worth it, because it changed her way of thinking. And of course, I have hopes that the book will be, read by many, so that they can have similar experiences. Jim, the world is full of pain and suffering, and what's even more troubling to me is it is full of hatred. And it's in the world, it's in our country, it's certainly dividing our political system. It's just, I've never seen in my lifetime so much hatred and venom as there is right now. And but what's amazing to me is how people who have endured some of the most hardest and some of the most harsh trials end up being so loving and so caring as to reach out for another. The lady I told you about asked if I needed prayer. And then I go into a room and have a lady like this give me a card and tell me how much she appreciates the book and helping her do things differently. So I overwhelmingly feel blessed. I feel blessed that I have blessed others, and I feel blessed that people look at me that have had it worse and want to reach out and give love back to me.
Absolutely.
I wish more people would do yeah. it. I wish we had more of it, in our political system. I wish people would see that without love, we have nothing at all. I wish people would get a grip on that they would not have mm-hmm. to go through horrible tragedies to understand this.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Agree 100%, right on the same page with you on that. It's very important that people really realize that and appreciate it and live it and share it as you are. What would you say are some other things, Doctor, that the book is revealing? I know it's to relieve the agony while trusting pain and suffering into the positive. That's very important, right?
Well, of course. And I think that if people understand that if their life just seems like it's crumbling around them, that everything that they've ever valued is they're losing it, it's gone, or it has been lost. But they hold on to this powerful, powerful emotion of love, they can use that to survive. They can use it to help others. Certainly people understand that when you've walked in their shoes, then they tend to realize that your words are not just words, that you felt the pain, you've felt the fire. I remember getting to watch John and June Cash perform. I wanted my wife to see as much as she could before she left this world. And we went to, one of the things we went to was to see them. And they were just a few feet away from us. And to see the man in black who wore black for the oppressed, to see them do Ring of Fire, I mean, I swear, Jim, I could feel the flames burning, and I could feel the Ring of Fire. And my wife was sitting next to me with a terminal diagnosis. And it was a very powerful, powerful, moving time. And outside the theater after the show, we were standing there, and John, all of a sudden, we turned around, and it was John Cash standing just a few feet away from us, and he looked down and he said, "Well, little children," and he knelt down and he gathered them all on his lap and played with them for about 10 minutes. And, I mean, the man knew what darkness was, but he also found the light. In the latter part of his life, his songs became so spiritual. So spiritual, even after June had gone on. He didn't live much past her, but, you know, but it always shows that the people that have felt the darkness certainly appreciate the light, and they certainly try to help others find it because they know what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What would be a message that you would want to share with our listeners listening to this show live, or who will be listening to it in our on-demand archive, if they are going through some similar scenarios that you've described, that you've dealt with in your life thus far, and they feel there's no hope, they feel you know, the end is near for them, or that they have nothing left to contribute to society or to their family or even to themselves, what would you say to them, having been through so much yourself and have come out the other side, and wanting to share and pay it forward to others? What would you say to somebody listening right now who may be going through something similar?
I would say to them to understand as quickly as possible that they are not alone. They're not alone from the standpoint of that there is a higher power and or God, but they're also not alone in that someone else on planet Earth has gone through the same or worse than what they're enduring right at that point. And because I'm a testimony to that, and I go in every day and I at the office, and I'm telling you that there are people there that they appreciate my story because it resonates with them, because I've been through hard times, but they've been through worse. They've been through worse. And so I would ask that person to just wait just a second, pause, and say, you know what? Somewhere there is somebody right now that's going through as bad or worse. And if I can just hang on and get through this and come out on the other side, I know that because of this that's happening to me, I can turn around and I can help others. Because if I can walk through it, so can they.
You have an event that's you're going to be attending in New York that I know you wanted to share with us as well. Tell us about that.
Well, the Publicity Summit is what I'm attending, going next week. It's a chance to meet with media, a lot of different media personalities, and that are looking for people to be on their radio and or their television show. And I, you know, what some of them are looking for is I'm not going to fall into that, but others, I believe that I will. And my purpose in that is I'm trying to do what I can to push this message of trying to, you know, hold on and know that the darkness will pass and that the light is there to be had. And so I'm going to do what I can, Jim. It's hard in this world to kind of be what is known as a nobody and trying to meet somebody so that you can be a somebody, so that that somebody can help you share something that you believe very powerful in, and you want that message to go out. You want it not to just die on the vine, because I've already seen what it can do by what I just read to you, and I've already heard and walked into room after room of people who've already purchased and read it, and read their emails, their text messages, or read the Facebook comments. And so it's just like, you know, I mean, this needs to be pushed and get out there as much as possible. So I'll do my part. I'll do my best, and then I will have to rely on God to do the rest.
Oh. Absolutely. Well, you're on the right path, and wish you nothing but all the very best and continued success, although success is not a word that is necessarily attached to this. Just I really hope that the journey that you're on and sharing your story is one that people do resonate with, learn from, and absorb, and then pay it forward as well, just like the woman that you met in that office that, you know, was praying for you. You pray for others. I think if we all realize that in our own lives, that, you know, we're all here together to connect and collaborate and help one another, love one another, the world wouldn't seem like such a cold, dark, sort of scary place for a lot of us and a lot of people. And there may be people listening right now who are impacted by the conversation we had today live and the one we had previously in part one. An honor to have you with us here, Doctor. I hope we do get a chance to chat some more. I would love to explore more, go deeper, share some passages from the book, things of that nature. But, you know, Godspeed to you for all that you're doing. A lot of people and going through things, retreat, they pull the shades down and they don't, you know, come from the darkness. You are, and sharing it with everybody in a positive way. So thanks for being on CUTV News Radio Live. It was a real pleasure having you here today, and hope we get a chance to chat again. Doctor, thanks for being with us on the show. And again, I encourage folks to go to that website, marvinfaulkner.com. I'll spell it out for everybody. www.marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, Faulkner, F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R.com. marvinfaulkner.com. Also available on Amazon and other places like that, Doctor?
Yes, it is, Jim, and thank you for having me on again. I appreciate that.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. Again, the title of the book to look for, everybody, is Letter to God. It's our pleasure having Dr. Faulkner here. You take care, Doctor. I'm sure we'll chat again soon. Again, it was a real pleasure. And thanks for everything you shared with us on these episodes. Take care
now.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. This is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. Another great guest from around the world joining us in just a moment here on CUTV News Radio Live. Once again, I encourage you to go to the website, marvinfaulkner.com. You can also find the book on Amazon, Letter to God. Really extraordinary and very moving. And it may help you if you're going through something right now or somebody that you know personally. For the entire team here, once again, thanks for being with us. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment with another great guest. Till then, for all of us here, have a wonderful day. Thanks for being with us on CUTV News Radio Live. Take care and bye for now.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.